It's rush hour on a Wednesday afternoon. The departures board in Wolverhampton's new £22 million bus station is full, route names flashing for journeys across the West Midlands. But looking through the glass walls of the W-shaped structure, I can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, around 8 buses parked up in spaces that look like there should be for 3 or 4 times as many vehicles as that. But for every bus pulling into the station, there is a charge of more than 70 pence. A fraction of the cost of a single ticket, but enough to deter bus companies from instructing their drivers to park in here, asking them instead to use spaces and bus stops on the streets nearby.
Yes, a lot of them are parking elsewhere. I think it's shocking, actually. It's such a waste of money, and it's so inconvenient to the passengers. That's the important thing.
It's pointless, isn't it, really? Because if there's no point in having a bus station if the buses can't stop there. I mean, it's £22 million of taxpayers' money for what? White elephant?
Totally ridiculous. I mean, what's the point of having a bus station if the buses aren't going to use it? It's off far to the city centre. I'd rather have a station with all its convenience.
One bus user who I met outside the station was in her 80s and disabled. She told me how the recent changes to bus drop-off points have affected her.
Oh, I had to wait extra for the other bus that comes straight in the station because I don't walk well. Otherwise, I have to have a taxi.
And how did you feel when that happened?
Well, inconvenient, but it's all right if you're a young person when you're in your 80s like me. Not too good.
Councillor Peter Bilson is the Cabinet Member for Economic Regeneration and Prosperity at Wolverhampton City Council.
It suits travellers sometimes not to go into the bus station, so we would make representations to encourage better usage of the station because it's a great facility for everyone. But at the end of the day, we do realise there are commercial issues involved here between the bus operators and Centro, who manage the station on our behalf.
Some people might argue the money invested in the station could have been wasted.
Oh, far from it. No, it's a terrific investment. And it's a bus station that was desperately needed for the city of Wolverhampton and is fit for purpose in the 21st century. It's a very good deal for the taxpayer.
So if the sound of buses arriving at the bus station is low, let's see what happens if I retrace the steps of the daily commuter and head back into the city centre. Slightly closer into the hub of the city, I'm now on Princess Street. The bus which has just passed me was the number 68 for Cannock, making a routine stop. Perhaps my best option for finding a bus which is avoiding the station's charge is to find a dry seat in a bus stop and wait.